modern airport that we have just officially opened is one of our MDGs, Millennium Development Goal projects. And it took longer than we had expected because of our financial position. We were kind of not as stable as we used to be, but it's complete now. We're happy that finally we have a modern airport, and it is named King Mswati III International Airport. It is one of our Millennium Development projects. It comes after another. We had a huge water project, usually called the LUSIP, the Lower Usutu Irrigation Project, which is benefiting thousands of people downstream. So this one is one of those projects that we had earmarked as one of our MDGs.
What do you say to critics who say that the government did not make judicious use of the country's resources by constructing this airport, especially when the people are so poor and they say people are not necessarily going to benefit fully from this ultra-modern airport?
There was a feasibility study which pointed to the fact that it was going to be a viable project. It did not come from just one minister suggesting that an airport should be built. There was a feasibility study, and the feasibility study pointed to the fact that this airport was going to be viable, particularly because we had a very small airport at Matsapa near Manzini, which did not have the range to take bigger aircraft. So this time around, this one, any aircraft can land there. When Matsapa could not take bigger aircraft, that meant our cargo from all over the world was dropped in South Africa, and we had to go fetch it in trucks or the railway. This time around, we're going to have that airport, and it's bringing a lot of other projects.
Well, talking about feasibility study, people have expressed concern that this airport was a pet project of the king, and that the supporters of the king or ministers of the king would say and defend whatever the king wants. As such, this, their words, not mine, that this is just a white elephant.
It is not going to be a white elephant. In the beginning, people used to say that it was not going to be completed in the first place. It was going to remain an uncompleted project. We proved them wrong. We are still going to prove them wrong. The king is a head of state. Each time there is a project, he knows about it. And if he supports it, he has to support it and support his government, support his people. The people also then are going to benefit from this airport in terms of jobs and other projects that are going to be part of the project. Already people have been given free land to develop projects around the airport.
People say that this will not benefit the people in the sense that South Africa is South Africa has established to be the hub of the entire Southern Africa region, and that this constructing of the airport is not a judicious use of the country's hard-earned resources, which until recently was shaking badly, as you initially said.
It's like saying the United States of America should not have an army because Canada has an army. We have been competing with South Africans for many years now. They have a sugar industry. We do. We are competing in the market fairly with them, if not better. We are going to have our own strategies for this airport. We are going to have people who are going to be marketing. They have already started marketing the airport. We are going to have a situation whereby we get our goods faster than we did in the past. South Africa is here, but you can't say we have our airport and we are not going to have our own modern airport, because this means traveling to South Africa by road now and then, as we have been doing, because bigger aircraft were not landing in Matsapa. We were fetching our goods from South Africa from time to time, and we are going to compete them as we are competing them in sugar. You check our sugar in the market and see what's happening. We are competing them toe to toe, if not better. So we are not competing with South Africa for the first time. Like I said in the beginning, you can't say the USA can't have an army because Canada has an army. We know how to market this, what called this airport, and it's going to be beneficial to us. We are not looking forward to a situation whereby we continue to go to South Africa by road, or our tourists have to travel by road to come to Swaziland. It's not good. Doesn't look good.